So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
720 WGN. Illinois ranked 8th in the country in estimated number and cost of dog bite claims last year. That's according to the Insurance Information Institute. Apparently, insurance companies have paid more than $61 million for 837 dog-related injury claims. $61 million for under 900 claims. They said the average payout was $73,000, over double the average claim of $35,000, up from 2018. How do you know if you've got a biter? I mean, there are some indications, but what are the yellow flags? We thought we'd get somebody who knows on the phone. Pamela Davis is a senior trainer at the Urban Pooch Training and Fitness Center. What are some of those yellow flags?
Yeah. So when we talk about, when trainers talk about yellow light signals, we're talking about signs that something is not right. We're not yet to the red light. There's no growling, lifting a lip to show the teeth, no snapping, no lunging. If we're seeing any of those signs, like, we already have a really obvious problem, and you need to give that dog more space. But when it comes to those yellow light signs, I'd say there's two kind of main categories. The first category are signs that the dog is in conflict, that they are perceiving some kind of a threat. They don't like something that's going on. And that might include movement away. Sounds obvious, but I can't tell you how many people don't notice or don't seem to respond to the fact that a dog is continuously trying to get away from their hand, trying to get away from their touch. Freezing the whole body is another one. So everything in the dog's body goes tense. Maybe they're staring straight at somebody with a lot of tension in the face. A sharp turn of the head, 45 or 90 degrees away from you. If you can see the whites of the eyes, so trainers have all kinds of funny names for this, half moon eye, whale eye, side eye. But if you can see the sclera, the whites in your dog's eyes, and you can't normally, then that's a sign that they're uncomfortable with something that's going on.
Right, because they open those eyes really big. They're like, hey, I mean, you'd think that would be a warning sign, Pamela, but for some people it is not.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be difficult to see in certain breeds, right? If you have a dog whose eyes are always kind of bugged out or wide, then you might not notice that as easily. But I think you can get good at recognizing signs on your own dog. The second big category, I think, of things that I would call yellow light signals are signs that a dog is highly aroused. So when we talk about arousal, when an animal is aroused, and that could be because they're afraid or they're stressed or they're like very over the top excited about something. But that arousal means that certain parts of their brain are more activated than others. Certain chemicals have switched on in their body. And that's all about getting the animal ready for action, ready for fight or ready for flight or ready to catch the bunny or whatever it is. But these are things like panting, especially if the dog is panting with the corners of the mouth pulled all the way back in that really extreme kind of clown grin. If the tongue is spatulate, so that means it's hanging out of the mouth, it's kind of flat at the end like a spatula. Might be really dark in color. The pupils are dilated. The heart rate is up. The respiration is up. Maybe the hackles are up. So that hair standing up on a dog's back is a sign of arousal, just like goosebumps in humans. It means that our bodies are revving up. Some dogs take treats harder than they normally do because they're losing fine motor function. As they get more and more excited, they can't take treats as gently. And then another big one is non-responsiveness. So if you have a trick that your dog can almost always do, if you ask them to do a sit and they don't do it, that can be a sign that their brain is starting to get too, or their parts of their nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, is starting to get too activated, and they're no longer able to think clearly. And that's a big yellow light because they are going to be more impulsive in that state, less thoughtful. They're going to be acting without thinking. And that means that especially in combination with the stuff we talked about earlier, with those conflict signs, if I'm feeling threatened and my body and brain is activated to the point where I have to act without thinking, then that's going to make a bite more likely.
Right. Have you seen these TikTok videos where people purposely antagonize their animal by putting their face right in their face in a threatening manner, and they post these videos? And I just don't know what world these people live in, that they don't understand how much damage a dog can do to your face.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, my heart goes out to those people, because I know what they're going to say if something happens. And it's that, well, I didn't know my dog was that kind of dog. I didn't know she was a biter, quote unquote. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just unfortunate, but it's a misconception that a lot of people have, that dogs can be divided into kind of these categories of, this is the type of dog that will behave this way. And the reality is that all of us, humans and animals of all kinds, in moments of extreme stress, when we feel extremely threatened and not heard, and we do things that we wouldn't normally do. None of us are at our best in those moments.
We only have about a minute left. So will you address what people should do if their dog does show these signs of aggression or stress?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the number one thing is to back off, to give a little bit more space. And that might be from yourself. It might be saying, okay, you know what? We're not going to push it. I don't need to clip that last nail right now. It might mean removing another person, saying to your neighbor's kid, I'm sorry, I don't think she's into it. And it might mean just being conservative and giving your dog a nice, easy day where we don't take any risks and we don't go to any new places. I think just giving them a little bit of space and time to calm down. And then, of course, reach out to a professional, reach out to somebody who works humanely and with science-based methods to help you train your dog, teach your dog how to respond better in those situations.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you'll come back sometime.
Oh, my pleasure. I'd love to.
That is Pamela Davis, senior trainer at the Urban Pooch Training and Fitness Center, with some great tips. She calls them yellow lights, and I think it's of interest. Maybe we all learned something there. Hey, coming up next, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.